שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא התקפה על החיבור, נקרא מקטעים נבחרים בנושא.
Hello, we are reading a lesson on the topic of an attack on connection. We're going to read selected excerpts on the attack on connection. We're going to start from item 19.
סדר העבודה הוא, היות שאנו נולדנו כבר לאחר חטא עץ הדעת,
This is from Rabash, what it means that the world was created for the Torah. The order of the work is that since we were born after the sin of the tree of knowledge, we are already immersed in the will to receive for our own sake, on which there was the tzimtzum, restriction and concealment. For this reason, the order of our work begins in work lo lishma, not for her sake. That is, when we begin to observe Torah and mitzvot, commandments, we must believe even in lo lishma, even if lo lishma, since without faith, even if lo lishma, we cannot work. However, this work on the basis of faith, it is hard work. That is, only where the reward and punishment are revealed, the work is called within reason, because we immediately see the results. But when the reward and punishment are covered, and we must only believe in reward and punishment, even lo lishma is a great effort. However, this is still not so bad because it is not against the nature of the will to receive for oneself. But if we want to achieve dvikut, called in order to bestow, the body begins to resist with all its might, and it is impossible to emerge from the control of the will to receive without help from above. It was said about this, were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. The advice for this is Torah, since the light in it reforms him. What?
In Rabash Volume 1, peace after quarrel is better than no peace after no quarrel. We have no reason to understand the importance of Torah and Mitzvot, not for the Creator's sake. And Baal Sulam said that to the extent a person understands to value the work in Lolishma, not for the Creator's sake, which is important work, he needs to know that the work in Lolishma is even more important than the work Lishma. Because a person can't even value the importance of Torah and Mitzvot, even not for the Creator's sake, Lolishma. But of course, the perfection of the work in
item number 20 from Rabash, Jacob dwelled in the land where his father had lived. One must believe that the Creator has created the world with benevolence, and the evil in his body removes him from all the good. That is, when it comes to learn Torah, he finds it utterly tasteless. Also, when it comes to perform some mitzvah, commandment, he finds it utterly tasteless because the evil inclination in his body has the power not to let him believe in the Creator above reason by taking out every flavor. Whenever he begins to approach something spiritual, he feels that everything is dry without any moist of life. When a person began his work, he was told, and he believed what he was told, that the Torah is a Torah of life, as it is written, for they are your life and the length of your days, and as it is written, more desirable than gold, than much fine gold, and sweeter than honey, and the honeycomb. But when one considers this, and sees that the evil inclination is to blame for everything, and strongly feels the bad that it is causing him, then he feels on himself what is written, many are the afflictions of the righteous. That is, that verse was said about him. At that time he looks at what the verse says afterwards, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. At that time he begins to cry out to the Creator to help him, because he has already done everything that he could think of, but nothing helped. And he thinks that everything that you find within your power to do, that do, was said about him. At that time comes a time of salvation, the salvation of the Creator delivering him from the evil inclination, to the extent that from this day forth, the evil inclination will surrender before him and will not be able to incite him into any transgression. Item 21 from Rabash, what is the meaning of suffering in the work? We should remember that man's work in order to bestow, when he wants dvikut, adhesion, with the Creator, is where one begins a procession of ascents and descents. That is, when a person focuses everything he does in the work on receiving reward in return for this, then, when he believes in reward and punishment, his inherent will to receive does not object to receiving greater pleasures. However, when a person wants to walk on the path of not receiving reward, since it is against nature, the real war with the evil inclination begins. Since a person wants to remove the evil inclination from the world, for only here is its existence. And concerning the name of the will to receive evil inclination, it is because it depicts to us the path that the people of Israel wants to march on as bad. That is, it argues that a person's desire to annul his own authority and annul before the Creator is suicide. Instead, what would be called good? That would be if a person demanded of the Creator to expand man's domain and satisfy all his lacks, and not that man would work for the Creator. In other words, the evil inclination asks a person, where's your brain that you are working so hard in Torah and mitzvot, commandments? For what reward? It is, as our sages said, the light in it reforms him. This means that since the evil does not want to annul before the Creator, but rather the evil in a person wants man to exist, man is advised that if he engages in Torah and mitzvot, he will thereby be rewarded. That is, without Torah and mitzvot, it is impossible to receive such a great reward, and only by the power of Torah and mitzvot can we achieve such a great reward, that a person will annul before the Creator, and man's authority will not be apparent, and the Creator will take everything. About such a reward, the evil inclination cries out, but you are losing your very being. You are performing actions that will cause you to cease to exist. Should one work and toil for this? It follows that the evil inclination depicts to him bad pictures concerning the order of the work. This is called suffering. That is, when a person wants to walk on the path of truth and achieve dvikut with the Creator, called equivalence of form, these questions come to him and he suffers a descent, meaning he cannot overcome its arguments. This manifests immediately in mind and in heart. When that person recovers from the descent and begins to contemplate the situation he is in, he suffers from being far from the Creator.